a reflection of financial integrity. As my rich dad said, my banker has never asked me for my report card. The reason bankers don't ask for an academic report card is because they are looking for financial intelligence, not academic intelligence. This is why they ask for a financial statement. A financial statement is a reflection of your financial integrity. It is the equivalent of your financial report card. Bankers are looking for answers that relate to the five financial intelligences. Obviously, they want to know how smart people are at making money, protecting their money, budgeting their money, leveraging their money, and how informed they are. A financial statement will give the bank the information it is looking for. Intrinsic value. Warren Buffett does not diversify. Instead, he looks for a company with intrinsic value, a company with financial integrity. He wants to know if the business has the five financial intelligences. In overly simplified terms, Buffett wants the answers to the following questions. Number 1. Can the business make more money? Number 2. Does the business have a protected niche? Number 3. Does the business budget its money and resources well? Number 4. Can the business be leveraged and expanded? Number 5. Is it run by a team of smart, well-informed people? In even simpler terms, intrinsic value means Number 1. Niche. This means the business has a core competence, something that will make money in good times and bad. Coca-Cola fits this requirement. People will always drink sugared water regardless if plain water is better for them. A big advantage Coca-Cola has is its trademark, which is protected by law. You may recall that financial intelligence number 2 is protection. In this case, Warren likes this product because it's a product that is a legally protected brand, not just a commodity. A well-recognized brand, protected and defended from pirates, increases Coca-Cola's intrinsic value. The brand Rich Dad is a trademark, protected by law in every country we do business in. Being a brand gives my business greater intrinsic value. Many authors write books but fail to build a brand. As you know, Harry Potter is a mega brand. So is Donald Trump. If you are not a brand, you are a commodity. Brands have more intrinsic value, and to maintain this value, a brand must be true to its message and customers. A few years ago, a large mutual fund company approached me and asked if I would endorse its fund. Although the fee it would have paid me was very high, I turned the offer down. In my mind, endorsing a mutual fund would not be true to the Rich Dad brand. To me, it would have shown a lack of integrity, which would diminish the brand's intrinsic value. Number 2. Leverage. This point separates the small business owners from the big business owners. For example, if I am a doctor, it is hard for me to leverage my value if my patients come only to see me. But if that same doctor invented a new cure or kind of medicine, then that doctor's medical intelligence can be leveraged via a product. The world is filled with small business owners and professionals who are not able to leverage because they are the product. Most employees fall into this category. Number 3. Expandability. Once a product or business can be leveraged, the next question Warren wants to know is, how far can the leverage be expanded? Warren loves Coca-Cola because its leverage is expandable throughout the world. Warren says, every time someone in the world drinks a Coke, I make a little money. When I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the book was my leverage. Instead of my teaching in person, my book and my games could now do the teaching. The next task was to expand the product into different countries by printing the books and games in different languages. This was done by licensing the rights to produce Rich Dad products to businesses in different parts of the world. Instead of having my company print, inventory, and distribute my products, there are now publishers in 109 countries that do that for me. This is my example of leverage and then expandability. Number 4. Predictability. What Warren Buffett wants to know is how predictable revenue is. He doesn't want peaks and valleys in income. He wants to know that come rain or shine, the money will come in like clockwork. One of the reasons I love my apartment houses is that rain or shine, the money comes in. I'm not worried about the price of real estate going up or coming down. I want my money coming in 24/7 from all over the world and from my apartment houses. This is why Warren Buffett does not diversify. Instead, he focuses on a business's intrinsic value. Recognizing intrinsic value requires the five financial intelligences. When a business has intrinsic value, the business has integrity. When a business has integrity, it has a better chance to grow and remain profitable, regardless of changing economic conditions. Before investing in a company, a professional investor looks at the business's financial statement. The professional investor is looking for business integrity. The same is true when a real estate investor buys an apartment house. Knowing about the internal rate of return, IRR, is intrinsic value applied to real estate. The problem for most people, due to lack of financial education in school and not being able to read a financial statement, is that they don't know if the company or real estate they are investing in has financial integrity and intrinsic value.